With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
It's Halloween, and it's the perfect time to get an education on all things horror. Don't listen to this one alone, folks, because things are about to get very spooky. It's a fangirling fright night. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we're fangirling over the modern horror films that scared us the most. This is a topic that you're not all that familiar with because you're not a huge fan of horror.
No, I mean, I'll watch it, but like, it's not my go-to.
See, like, sense. I'm a massive horror fan.
Yes.
You're like,
a horror.
Yeah. I am a horror. Just ask my mother.
I shall.
No, please don't. So I think it's like the perfect time to give you kind of like a crash course on modern horror.
Wonderful. Hit me with
it. Like a bucket list of films that are going to like scare your pants off. Because let's face it, if you don't leave the movie without pants, you haven't done it right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I say anyway.
Before we dive into this pool of terror. So we just launched, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Can you believe the response?
I know. It's been crazy.
Yeah. So we've had hundreds of downloads, literally hundreds. Our Facebook and Insta page are both doing fairly well. We've got some decent action on our fan group.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's really great to see people from Comic Confidential like jumping on board and enjoying us. Sometimes a lot better than they enjoy Cade and Troy.
Them fighting words, but I'll back you up on that. Yeah, no, it's been really, really nice, actually. And like the support that's already there in that kind of group, it's good. So thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
All right. So I'm going to give you kind of like an essential modern horror viewing list. And I'll like tell you why I feel each film belongs there. And you can tell me if you've seen it, if you liked it. So I'm doing all of like relatively recent films. I'm not doing that great renaissance of horror in like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Because I've definitely not seen any of them.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So the first one, this is in no particular order. It's just kind of what sprang to mind. The first one that sprang to mind for me was The Ring.
Right. Yes.
So this is not like, I'm not talking the version that came out most recently. I'm talking about the one that, well, either the Japanese one.
Right. It's a Japanese.
It's a Japanese horror.
Okay, look, that doesn't surprise me because it has very grudgy feels.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does very similar vibes to The Grudge. But I'm talking about that one, and I'm talking about the one with Naomi Watts in it.
Okay.
When they like Americanized it.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
They are both scary. The Japanese one, I think, packs a little bit more punch.
Look, maybe I'll have to watch that. But yes, continue.
Yes. So I think that it's kind of like the idea of the original viral video, you know, and it kills you. And that's terrifying to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's terrifying. And for me, like my best moments in that film or most horrifying moments are the video itself.
Yeah.
Which, because you watch it and you're like, you've got no idea what the hell you're watching.
Because if I remember, it's been ages since I think I saw The Ring when it like came out, when Naomi Watts, like that version actually came out. And since then I have not watched it again. But like the video was of like this little girl with creepy hair, right? Is that the gist of what was in the video?
No,
or she
no,
came out
the video,
after?
So the video itself is just a series of completely nonsensical, creepy images.
Right, that's right.
So you've got like a woman jumping off a cliff, you've got a fly, you've got the horses dead on the beach, and then it ends with The Ring.
Yeah, flicking like on and off.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me now.
Yeah, and then, you know, then the phone rings immediately after you've watched it and the little girl says, 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
And you've only got a week to live just because you watched a video.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
You're screwed.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Imagine that, like if somebody, you get into like a YouTube, you know, you get stuck and all of the videos keep going and then next minute,
you're
dead.
Die.
You're dead.
Yeah. And she comes out of the damn TV.
I know. That was very creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even remember how old I would have been when it came out, but I have seen this film and I remember that being very scary. The little girl's name is Samara.
Samara.
If I'm not wrong.
Yes.
That's a bit of trivia. I only know because it was asked at trivia one time and I was like, I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, wow.
And it stuck with me.
And now you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one that came to mind, I am aware that you did not like because we discussed it. Saw.
Oh, blah, blah. Saw makes my intestines sore.
Ha.
It was
you
gross.
You did a thing.
It was so gross.
It's like it was the intro. A lot of these are like introductions to subgenres of horror. So that, you know, this one was like the intro into the torture porn, you know, as they say.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. I mean, it was totally cringeworthy, not in the lame way. I mean, like, it makes you cringe.
Mm.
It's so gory.
Yeah. I'm not a big gore person.
I'm not a huge gore person either. You won't find a lot of gore on my list, but I think that Saw, because it launched this whole huge franchise and it had that really freaking wicked twist at the end.
Yeah.
I think that it deserves a mention. It needs to be on like an essential viewing list.
You have to watch it,
I guess. You have to watch it at least once.
How many Saw movies are there now?
It's got to be close to 10.
I reckon. I've only seen the first three. So I didn't just stop at one. I put myself through the torture.
Yeah, okay.
Times.
All right. I think I've seen four of them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That doll thing, that bloody doll thing on the bike.
Is that the one with this
with
like
the
red? Yeah.
No, not for me.
Nah, that's creepy as shit.
No. So next on the list, I had Paranormal Activity.
I have never seen Paranormal Activity.
There's a part of me that wants to say, don't do it.
Okay. Don't waste my time.
But like, no, like, don't do it because you will be scared.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
But it's like, it's kind of boring, but it's worth that slow burn.
Is it like one of those jump scare type movies?
A lot of jump scares.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of jump scares, yeah.
Not about jump scares.
And it was kind of like a new found footage type thing that we hadn't seen before, because there are the found footage ones, like the original one being Blair Witch Project, actually is next on the list. But this one was a different sort of found footage. Because it kind of goes back in time and they're installing cameras around the house and things like that. So it's, it's a different kind of dynamic. Also love the third installation of the Paranormal Activity ones.
What's that?
So that one is about the original sisters who are in the first movie when they're children, and it kind of it takes you back and introduces you to the family and why this ghost or demon has attached itself to that family.
Right.
It's quite old school filming type stuff, but like said in the 80s and really cool. I really liked that one. It's got witches in it.
Oh, I do love a good witch movie. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not watching it next week. My husband is away for work. So
when he comes back. What? Even just watch the third one.
Maybe. Can you watch it like all out of, I don't have to watch the first two. I can watch that. Okay, good. Maybe I'll just do that.
I'll go back.
We'll understand.
It'll be fine.
Flashbacks.
And then we've got the Blair Witch Project, which I mentioned before.
Yep, which I have seen.
The genius of that marketing, because I really fell for it.
Me too.
And I was genuinely terrified for these people.
Yes.
And I was traumatized by the fact that I essentially watched a snuff film.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. I remember being like to people, that's 100% real.
Yeah.
That totally happened.
It totally happened. But then if you looked them up, the characters in the film, it said that they were missing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So they really, it was a big
they
ploy.
They really went all out for the marketing and... Yeah, really incredible. And I like that it was kind of a doco.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what the fuck's happening. Nah.
It's kind of in those like running scenes where it's like, and you're like, what's
happening?
And
you're just hearing noises and you're like, oh, God, because you can't see anything.
No.
So you don't know what's happening. Nah. And that's the most terrifying thing of all.
Yes.
But The iconic snotty nose scene.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has that been parodied?
So many times. So I think it's times. In like one of the scary movies.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think it's probably in all of the scary Maybe. Movies. Maybe they just slip it into every movie to see how many times they can do it.
Yes.
But the end of that film just had me shook.
See, and I can't remember how it ended. It's like I remember watching it. It was a long time ago.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Okay.
Because that was the most terrifying part of the film for me, was the ending. So, you know, they're talking about how the witch operates and that, you know, she lures you into her place and she makes you stand in the corner facing the wall.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember now.
And then she kills your friend and you have to hear them die and then you die.
Yeah, but you can't see. Yes, I remember it now. Mm-hmm. That was creepy as fuck.
Yeah, because like you don't – like she's just running through the house. She's got no idea what's happening. And then you kind of hear her gasp or something and the camera shifts and you see her friend in the corner and you're like, oh, you know, it's all over. Like,
bitch, you're dead.
It's all over. And then she screams and the camera goes out and mate.
I do remember
I'm still scared of that part.
Yeah. Maybe. And you know what? Parents, from that day on, then stop putting their children in the corner.
No, I put my kid in the corner. Get in the corner.
You're like, listen, I'm going to make you watch a movie. And then you'll understand.
Yeah, and then you won't want to be in the corner anymore.
I forgot. Actually, I think I quite enjoyed that. Like, it was scary.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it since I was a teenager. But, wow. Maybe I'll have to go back on that one.
Yeah.
What else have you got for me?
I got The Conjuring.
Oh, nah.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it and I never will.
Oh. So this one's also sparked a whole series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a fan of anything else in the series.
Okay, just the first one.
Just the Conjuring.
What are the other ones in the series?
So there's Annabelle. There's Annabelle Creation.
Are they all from this? It's,
yeah, The Nun.
Right,
is from this too.
Yeah, I've seen The Nun.
Yeah, it's just there's too many. There's also The Conjuring 2, which is not about the same family, but
same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's got, you know, the paranormal people. Oh, no, you haven't seen the movie.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's got a couple of recurring characters in it. Yeah, so
I can see the frustration. You're like, I just want you to watch it.
I just want you to see this one. It's great because they've got a really realistic family dynamic and there's this whole thing of it's like a gradual terror.
Okay.
With a lot of stuff, like little jump scares, thrown in there, but it's like this gradual thing and it's really cool. I really love a good old ghost / possession.
Yeah, okay, right.
Thing. And this one was the first one in a while that got to me.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention goes to Insidious, which is similar, came out around the same time.
Yeah.
But I just think that The Conjuring is my personal preference.
Insidious is the one where he's like the kid that's the devil, right? Was that one?
Yeah, I don't think he's the devil.
But he's something
but
terrible.
But he's something terrible.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm showing how much I know about horror. Yeah.
No, you're doing well.
Good.
Doing very well. So you may have seen this one. Mm. I don't know. Final Destination?
I have seen this, yes.
Yeah.
My younger sister loved Final Destination and I always thought she was creepy.
Yeah, well, I also love Final Destination.
You're creepy.
It's probably the oldest film on this list in like, another one that sparked like a whole series of films and it's so good. So shout out to the second film, by the way, because that film, if you don't change lanes when you see a truck.
The logging truck is exactly what I was just going to say.
Yep, because everybody changes lanes now. Nobody wants to be behind a logging truck and that is a fair achievement for a horror film.
Yeah. Do you know what two scenes I always get? And one of them is like in my personal life, I think, oh, I better not do that. I might die.
Mm.
Logging trucks.
Yeah.
And walking under cranes that are holding flat things.
Yep.
Right? And I never chase pigeons.
And it's fun. It's all thanks to Final Destination.
Exactly.
All thanks. And it, like, it's gory. It's a little bit lame, but it really like makes you believe like death is everywhere.
Yes.
So it's like, and it's completely unavoidable. So I think it definitely belongs on a list of essential horror because you can't beat death.
Nope. Definitely not. It will find you.
Yeah. So oh my God, I'm looking at my list and I'm just going to keep going. Here
Do
we go.
It.
Okay. The Strangers.
Is this the one where they wear masks?
Yes.
Yeah. As Liv Tyler in this one.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not finish this movie. I started
did you
watching
get scared?
It. Yes. And then I turned it off and I was like, not for me.
Mm-hmm. It's really raw.
Yes.
Isn't it? And it's like you get like this really visceral sense of terror.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And it's a kind of different take on that whole cabin in the woods trope.
Yeah.
They've got, you know. I think that maybe I don't like people. And that's why it scared me so much.
Yes, because I'm like, oh, that could happen to me.
Yeah, that could happen to me.
Yep.
And I would open the door for somebody or answer the door for somebody who was like, you know, have you seen this person? I'd be like, no, come on in, have a drink.
You look like you need a drink. Do you need one? I got wine or water.
And I'm just far too friendly and I think I would die, especially because the answer they gave, where she's like, why are you doing this? Mm. And she says, because you were home.
Yeah.
Mate.
Oh, man. Ooh. And is there like a scene at the end where there's they're driving in a car? Is that that movie? And like they then put their masks back on, or am I just making that up?
Yeah. No. Yeah. They're on the road at the end.
Yeah. Okay. I can see it now. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a creepy one. I did watch that. I didn't watch the whole like thing.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped it, and then my sister was watching it, and I watched the end, and I was like, "Oh, like happy ending!"
Happy
and
she ending. Was like, they're going on a road trip.
She was like, "Nah, they killed everyone." I was like, oh, "Okay, spoiler alert, thanks."
Yeah, everyone's dead. Amy. Yeah,
I think I watched two where they strap her into the chair.
Oh.
And then I was like, I'm done. That's me. Thanks.
I'm out of here now.
Yeah, I was like, you can keep watching this. I'm going to watch, I don't know, Twilight or some shit, whatever. Something happy feeling.
Twilight's happy feeling?
Oh, I don't know. It just came to my head. Oh,
okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Mm.
So the next one I've got on here is Sinister.
Sinister. Don't know it.
I cannot describe to you how much this one disturbed me.
Right.
It is about essentially you see these series of home videos, family home videos.
Mm.
Everyone's really happy. Mm. They're swimming in the pool.
I don't like where this is going.
You know, or they're, you know, playing in the garden or something. And all of a sudden the movie will just cut to and the whole family is bound and gagged.
Ooh.
And, you know, maybe they run the lawnmower over the family or maybe they've tied them to the pool chairs and dumped them
left
in the pool forced them to hang themselves or...
What are these like people that go and do this or is it like
here's the
ghosties
thing.
Or you don't know?
It gets a little bit unbelievable because it does, it's like a ghosty demon thing.
Right.
I personally think it would have been a lot better if it were like some sort of a twisted serial killer.
Mm.
I thought that would pack more punch, but it's good in and of itself.
Mm.
Either way, it's definitely worth a watch, but not alone.
Do not watch it by yourself,
kids. Do not
watch
it. No, for God's sake, don't do it.
Do you know what? Home videos always scare me in movies. Like, It's not horror by your any means.
Yeah.
But you know Signs?
Yeah.
How? They're watching the kid's birthday party and the alien runs out from around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me nightmares for years. So I hate home videos.
Okay.
Hate them.
Well, maybe don't watch Sinister then. Because it's all about the home videos.
Oh, nah.
And something I have to say for Sinister,
They
move.
They move.
You know how there's like a ghost in the house and the stupid white family, they don't just fucking move.
Yeah. They're like, I can do it.
They move.
And it follows them.
Yay, white people, they did it.
But did they?
They moved. I didn't say they lived, but they moved.
They tried to live.
They tried to live. At the very least, they tried.
They didn't just get...
They get all the kudos for that.
Well, yeah. They didn't just get a priest to come and bless the house and be like, we win.
Yeah. Put some holy water on it. We'll be right.
Yep. Wow.
Stupid.
That one sounds creepy.
Uh-huh. So this next one is not so much a horror.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror parody.
Right.
And it's on here because I will never pass up an opportunity to tell people about it.
Okay.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's really good, Amy. Please watch it.
I know of it, and I know
it's hilarious.
I know of some of the things that happen in it purely because people talk about it.
Yeah,
but I haven't actually watched it myself.
It is like hilarious and sassy, and it makes fun of all of the horror tropes. And it's like, but it's not like in an OTT scary movie Wayans kind of style. Mm-hmm. It's really cleverly done, and they have this really cool reveal in it, and they have these really wacky characters. I honestly cannot recommend that enough. It's very soft horror.
Okay, maybe that's where I should start on your list.
Start with The Cabin in the Woods and see how you go.
All right, and then if I don't like it, I'll be like, that's it. I'm done. And I'll go to bed and watch Twilight.
Go and watch Twilight. Get some Cullen India.
Yeah. What
then,
else?
Okay, we've got Identity.
This movie, has this got John Cusack in it?
Yes.
This is the fucking best movie.
It's such a good movie.
I love
movie.
That movie.
Yes.
This is where he's like, see? Got all the split people in his head,
he's
right?
He's got all the people in his head.
I know it. I love this movie.
What a great concept.
And they also, what is it? There's like a little rhyme or something that they say in it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and there is a man, and I wish he'd go away.
Yeah,
or something
like
that.
Really weird.
Yeah, there was a man who wasn't there.
Yeah,
something like that.
Very creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember watching the movie, being like, "What is going on here?" And then it's like, "Oh fuck!
Oh,
this guy's crazy."
Head. Yeah.
It great looks
like
film.
It has like this cool mystery vibe. Mm. It's got all the murder all the time.
Yep.
You know, and then it turns out it's a little demon shit kid.
Yeah. I remember that ending scene and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think it's like the placid, like, farmer man or whatever that's lived.
Yeah.
And then, nope. You dead. Mm-hmm. And the demon's now in the body taking over.
He took over.
Yeah, that's a great one. I forgot all about, well, look, I didn't forget all about it, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, it's on my hard drive and every so often I'm like, I'm gonna watch Identity.
That's a great one. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Oh, that is okay. So the next one I've got is Hereditary.
Hereditary.
This is a recent one.
I haven't seen it, definitely.
It got me good.
Yeah? What's it about?
This is the first film in a while that actually left me straight up speechless.
Right. Because it was so scary?
Because I was so disturbed.
Okay.
It is about a family who are just trying to make it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The grandma dies at the beginning of the film, and then weird shit starts happening to the family.
Okay.
And it turns out that there's this whole subplot in their lives that they had no idea about. Mm-hmm. It is terrifying and shocking.
Right.
And there are just moments that get you right in your gut.
Ooh.
It is so just, I'd never want to watch it again.
Is it just very confronting type horror or like?
It is disturbing? Because it is like, it's like psychological torture.
Right.
You know, and you're watching this entire family essentially descend into madness.
Okay.
You don't know who's crazy, who's not crazy. You don't know if there's a bad guy or if they're all just fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that happen, you know, very early in the film that are so shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And the pure reactions from the rest of the cast are just phenomenal.
Right. Who's in it?
Toni Collette.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's the one that has the reaction that I'm talking about, and she is phenomenal.
I love Toni
Collette. She's so good. But it is a really disturbing film. I do highly recommend it. Watch it once and then never watch it again.
And then burn it and then forget it.
Yeah, well, don't forget it. I think part of the reason why I don't want to watch it again is because it won't ever hit me as hard as it did the first time. But I also just don't want to watch it again because it's too much.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I'd like to think of myself as being like, yeah, well, then I could do that. But really, I'd be like, scared. Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, that's a maybe. That's a hard
maybe. It's a maybe.
So it's not a no.
I've got one more.
Okay.
And it's It, Chapter One.
Yes. Have seen.
Yes.
Have also read.
Did you like?
I didn't love the movie.
Okay.
I didn't love it.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't scared at all.
What?
No, not really. Look, actually, I tell a lie. I was scared at the sort of ending scene when they're in the house and there's some of those jump scares.
Yeah, scenes.
That scared me.
Okay.
I don't know if it was because I read it a long time ago and I was younger. So
you were more scared then.
Yeah. And then when I haven't read it since I was in high school.
Yep.
Early high school. And then I watched the movie and I was like, I remember being scary. Like, I remember this being scarier.
But yeah.
Actually, do you know what? When they went into the drain in the movie, that got me too.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell a lie. I did get scared.
Mm-hmm. I found myself really, really scared of Henry Bowers. I don't know.
Disturbing.
Like, perhaps even more so than Pennywise.
Yeah.
I was scared of, I think, because he's like human and he's a child and he's obviously having all of these feelings and things are happening to him and he's going out and straight up murdering people.
Yeah.
But like, even before he kind of got Pennywise's influence on him, he was still cutting into people's stomachs and like, that's a seriously, seriously damaged kid. And he scared me.
Yeah.
You know, and worst parents in the world all live in Derry.
Oh, definitely.
What the hell is going on in that place?
Yeah, like, this crazy clown who lives in the drain can just steal all the kids.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares.
And nobody cares. And, like, you've got parents who are, like, feeding their kids fake medications, making them think that they're sick all the time. You've got the creepy dad, Bev's creepy dad.
Oh, yeah. Like, who wants to molest people?
Who wants to molest his own daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've crazy. Got, you've got, you know, the parents of... Oh, my God.
Which one is
the main guy?
Fuck.
Nobody remembers his name because he's just...
Because he's awkward and weird.
But he's so sweet.
Mm.
But his parents, since his brother died, just don't even give a crap about him.
They're like, well, both our kids are dead now.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much what it is.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. The boat racing scene definitely got me when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that got me when I watched this one.
Yeah. Because my sisters and I used to always go and play in the drains and I was maybe we might die if we do that. So let's not.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I thought that was a great Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise.
He was brilliant.
He was so, so good. And that boat racing scene in the drain talking to Georgie.
Hey, Georgie.
Georgie,
run.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what scared me was like seeing Pennywise there and like, I know you're about to kill this kid.
Yeah.
Like,
that is true.
I got scared for them, not for me.
Yeah.
I was not scared for myself. I was scared for the children.
Yep. My favorite thing also about that scene now is there's so many memes about it. Like Pennywise tells you he's got cheeseburgers and it's just like a video.
Yeah, you're climbing in. Yes. What would get you down the drain?
Oh, look, a lot because I work in drains all the time. So I'm just always down the drain.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
But if he told me he had like, I don't know, just food in general, I'd probably just walk down in there.
All I can think of is several different foods.
Yeah. Like if he told me he had like the best pork buns in the world, I'd be like, well, move on over, Pennywise.
Yeah, if Pennywise is like, I've got wine down here.
Oh yeah,
I'd be. I'm in the drain. I'm in the drain drinking all the wine.
Pinky swear not to kill me.
Yeah, like, Pinky swear. We're just gonna have some wine,
and then I'll go home and we'll forget all about it. Yeah,
wine time with Pennywise. That would be a great show.
Yeah. Scary but great.
What would he talk about, I wonder?
I don't know. And imagine getting him more drunk as the night went on and being like, this is getting fucked up.
I'm getting a bit fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's it.
Yeah.
That's my list.
Excellent.
My essential Halloween thing. So it's Halloween on Thursday. So everybody, happy Halloween for Thursday.
Happy Halloween.
Go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Go put on the slutty costume. Live your best life. And when you're back at home and you're ready to eat all of the candy, put on one of my recommendations.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Then hop online and give us your recommendations too.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much for edumacating me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out any of the other shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
I nailed it.
Yes, you did.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Mm. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.